I call this meeting to order for the Committee on Oversight of the Senate of the Associated Students of the 86th Session on Monday, March 25th, 2019 at 9 a.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Price Student Union. Moving to agenda item two, roll call.
Senator Alvarez.
Present.
Senator Amaya.
Absence excused.
Senator Collins.
Present.
Senator Grant.
Present.
Senator Green.
Absence excused.
Senator Hughes.
Present.
Senator McKinney.
Present.
And Speaker Martinez.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Moving to agenda item three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing no public comment, we'll move. Are there any minutes at this time?
No.
Seeing that there are no minutes at this time, we'll move into agenda item five, reports of ASU and officers. Is there a report from Secretary Godoy? Do you know?
No.
Thank you. We'll move to the Speaker Pro Tem.
Fill out your Nevada box, legacy box, Steph.
Thank you. Chair Committee on Academics, Senator Collins.
Right now, I'm just working on getting more participation for the temporary committee for allocating funds for the International Research Awards. I could really use people for that. I scheduled a meeting for Thursday at 3:30. That's the only time I'm free, so as of now, it's just me and Senator Hughes. So if you guys are free Wednesday, 3:30, please come to that so we can have more people on that committee. And then this week, we'll have a meeting on Friday, and there's a piece of legislation on it.
And that's to review the packets, correct, that people have submitted on Thursday?
Thursday's meeting for the it's for the International Research Awards, mm-hmm. and ASUN donates $10,000 right. towards us, and so in the past it hasn't been reapportioned in a very good way. Some students may have too much money, some students may not have enough, and so this year we're kind of gonna look it over and base it off the location and how much money they need and kind of make it more even for students. But
We can also see on the record who volunteered for packets before and see if they'll be able to volunteer for this as well. So we can look back on that meeting. Perfect, thank you. Next up we have, Speaker Pro Tem Ford Hughes, I know you have something.
Yeah, so I was actually thinking, and I kind of let this go just in the midst of campaigning and everything, but in the Speaker Pro Tem Ford's duty, it's kind of their responsibility to make sure that the next session is good, and that's what the internship is supposed to do. But I was thinking it'd be pretty cool if, since we don't do mentor hours anymore with interns, we kind of changed that and encouraged everybody to reach out to the newly elected senators, so that if you have any projects that are going on, we could verbally sit down with them and explain it to them. And that is kind of what the legacy box does, but I think that it'll just add a better connection so that they have that. So I'll probably bring this up at Senate in a more formal proposal. But if do you guys think that that would be good? Do we have time for that, in our daily lives?
I think that'd be helpful. I wish we had kind of had that too, but yeah, I think it'd be a good idea, and I think it can go straight along with the mentoring and just carry over that.
If anything, I can send you something that President Jackson has sent me. We're having transition meetings for everyone on the executive board, but it can be similar to the colleges. So you can say, if you can meet up with the people in your college that are coming in for next year as a transition meeting, and any advice you have. I know that's what we did my year when I was elected as a senator my first year. All the liberal arts senators met. We just met up in Starbucks, and it was pretty informal. But they kind of gave us the inside of Senate, which was nice. Speaker Pro Tem Ford Hughes.
Dr. Beatty, would you have the contact information if all of the senators wanted to contact who was just elected, their email address? Are we able to do that? To reach out to them and be these are the projects that we want carried over. This is tips and tricks. These are...
Yeah, they're going to have public contact information. I didn't collect that information with their permission to hand it out to current senators, so I don't feel comfortable doing that. But they're going to have their public information online soon, and or what we can do is we can ask them at training if they're okay with us passing that out. And Anthony will be there, so he's more than welcome to, But when I collected it, I collected it with the purpose of, actually, there's an 87th session listserv. So So you could send it to the listserv. I'll send you that link, and it would get out to all of them without you actually getting their individual emails.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Chair Committee on Civic Engagement, I have Senator Miles reported here. I hope everyone had a great spring break. My committee will be meeting this Wednesday at 4:45 in the President's Conference Room. We'll be approving the minutes of the 86th session. Also, our last meeting on 3:13, I missed agendas and I've updated the status canceled. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. Thank you, Vanessa and Maya. Next up, we have the Committee on Government Operations.
We're having a meeting this Friday at 1. I think there's one piece of legislation on the table, just updating a few more things in the SAS. But other than that, that's all for me.
Great. Thank you. Chair of Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Alvarez.
Hi, everyone. We're just finalizing up on resolutions within the next couple weeks. We're going to be having a meeting this Friday. Senator Amir will be holding it because I will be gone for the National Student Advertising Competition through the Reynolds School. But if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out. Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Are there any questions? Seeing none, Chair of Committee on University Affairs, and I have not received a report, so Chair of Committee on Oversight. Today, we're just talking briefly about the field house. I know I've been approached by Dr. Ellis and President Johnson just to get some thoughts to see where we're at, but at the same time, I told them we don't really also have anything concrete because there was no money there when it was presented by Mr. Newt, so it's kind of still in the works. And then also there's a censure on the table, so we will be doing that. So with that, we'll move to agenda item 7, new business. I am seeking a motion to favorably recommend Senate Resolution 86, a resolution to censure Senator McKinney. Senator, Speaker Pro Tem Voorhees.
I move favorably recommend Senate Resolution 86, a resolution to, or did I say favorably?
Yeah.
Okay, to censure Senator McKinney.
Is there a second? Senator Collins.
Second.
Thank you. And with that, Senator McKinney, would you like to present anything on this?
I don't believe in unfavorably recommending things to Senate anyway, and I believe it's just repetitive if I defend myself here and at Senate when you guys are going to hear it again when it does matter. So I think I'm just going to defend myself there.
Perfect. Thank you. Is there any further questions, comments? With that, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of favorably recommending Senate Resolution 86, a resolution to censure Senator McKinney, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution is favorably recommended and will be seen at Senate this Wednesday. Next, we'll move into discussion on the athletics field house. Again, this doesn't have to be anything extensive. I think they just kind of want an opinion whenever they ask me. So does anyone have any thoughts so far on the field house? Need some clarifications. I can also bring up the PowerPoint if needed. Speaker Bunch for Hughes.
So I think that the man who came in made a lot of really good points. The only thing that troubles me is that it's for 30 years. And I mean, like, if you look at how much college tuition is increasing, I think that yes, it would be awesome to have this field house, but I don't know if it's appropriate to get it using student fees and for a 30-year period, especially when it will, like, in all reality, be benefiting student athletes the most when that's 400 people compared to the 16,000 people every year that will be paying into it. So I don't know. I would have liked to see, I feel like it's totally feasible when we have other places on campus getting like $20 million grants for stuff. I think that if they would have tried to fundraise a little more, they could have gotten more money. So I would have liked to see that, especially with our alumni in athletics.
Senator Green.
Yeah, first, before the presentation, I was kind of like fully against it. But I thought Doug had a great presentation. The field house, I mean, it looked pretty cool. There's a lot of good uses that it could go to. Outside of athletics too, but I would like to see how they could look at other ways of funding it as well. More private funding, stuff like that.
Anything else? I think those are all good points. Senator Collins.
Yeah, I mean, like, one of our main priorities, I guess, on that piece of legislation we passed not too long ago was making, like, education more affordable, and I don't really think, like, building a field house would necessarily, like, help with that, but in addition to that, like, us students who aren't student athletes wouldn't really get to use it as much, and so paying all that money for having that short like time frame to use it is kind of, I don't know.
Certainly.
Also what I was thinking about, if they do fund it like fully privately, then we probably won't be able to use it as students who aren't athletes, so that's another thing to think about.
So I sit on this committee for my college, and with that we allocate all the differential fees that engineering students pay. And so I've been reaching out to students a lot in regards to that, which isn't necessarily related to Senate, but a lot of them like show frustration with the university spending money on things that we don't necessarily need. Like the College of Engineering wanted to spend money to increase like outreach to more students to get more students in the College of Engineering, but kids in the College of Engineering say that's not like a smart thing when we already have classes that are 700 students large. So, and they just like express that they don't want money going towards things like that are not necessary when we have stuff that they need in order to better their education. And so maybe that's more of an engineering thing, but I know students probably wouldn't be too happy about spending more money on that when they've been wanting like stuff like more resources for studying and things like that.
Thank you. Senator Grant.
One thing I was thinking about too, I mean, I can understand the student frustration behind the field house. If it's going to make our athletics better, then that's good too, just because it's a selling point for athletes to come here, and it'll make more people come to our games and just school loyalty will go up because of that. So,
anything else? No. All right. I think that helps me out a lot. And if anything, if I ever meet with Doug again, I can bring up these concerns. But this definitely gives me a general direction of where we're headed. With nothing more on the field house, moving to public comment. Is there any public comment at this time, Senator Grant?
I think you just forgot my report. Earlier, Jen.
Sorry, Senator Grant. Your report for the Committee on Budget and Finance.
I don't have much, just meeting Friday. We have 7 more financial reviews to go. So 2 more meetings left, that's all I got.
Perfect, thank you. Next up, is there anything else, any further public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into 9 adjournment. I attend this meeting at 9:13 a.m.